do you play all the same old songs? Why do you sing with the melody? 'Cause down on the street, something's going on. There's a brand new beat and a brand new song. In my life, there was so much anger. Still, I have no regrets. Just like you, I was such a rebel. So dance your own dance and never forget. N'oublie jamais. I heard my father say, every generation has its way. I need to dance so big. N'oublie jamais. It's in your destiny. I need to disagree. When who's getting in the way? N'oublie jamais.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Yes, it's Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th day of October 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. 10:30 p.m. over here in the French countryside. It's wonderful to have you here. We got a few things to cover before I'm going to turn the second half of this interview over to my friend and partner, Eric Huffschmidt, and more than likely, Christopher Bolin. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be great to have those two pick up and run with the ball and while I go to bed, because it's going to be getting too late for me to stay up in the middle of the night and do another file. However, we've been battling. We've been fighting. We've been putting out the information, and, you know, the story's been told. We know that the Israelis and the Jewish mafia, the Zionist Jewish mafia, and I can't say all Jews. We have to clarify that. The Jewish mafia, along with their allies and dual citizen Israelis in the government, well positioned all, Fayeth and Libby and Negroponte and the list goes on. Ari Fleischer it's a huge long list. And then their friends on the outside, Abramoff and Foxman and all the rest of these criminals, and then all of their investors that came in with them, all of their international bankers and the information they got from Kissinger and all that. They brought down the buildings to start a war in the Middle East and get rid of some criminal activity within the SEC and some of the thievery they had committed in the country. And they had a dual-purpose thing, and they had a building that they had purchased, tripled the insurance on it, multi-billions. And it was just a crime that seemed like what a wonderful idea for a crooked enterprise to get involved in. And that crooked enterprise, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is our government, the one that has been claiming to be the world's freedom central. And it's anything but that. It's criminal central is what it is. And they've been working with the MI6 people in this sick mess. We've uncovered all kinds of Zionist activity in England as well as America. In fact, it's probably a longer standing sickness in England than it is in the United States. And then you can take a look at what happened with the Balfour documents and these Ashkenazi criminals that came in out of Khazaria, who aren't even original Jews. They are converted Jews. And the fact is, they have a very bizarre take on Judaism. They have the Talmudic, rabbinical, Zoharian, Kabbalic, take on things. And these folks, working all together throughout these three areas, put together this crime. And of course, they did get the rest of the Western governments to acquiesce to the facts as they prepared them. Whatever reason they had to do that, and how did they get our government to do it, ones that were not necessarily part of their cabal? Well, pedophilia, guys, embezzlement, people get caught embezzling and they hold it over their head. There's extortion going on. There's profiteering. There's favoritism. There's all kinds of things going on in all three of these places. But, so the story's been told. We know how they did it. We know what groups were used. We know about the dancing Israelis, and we know about the art students, and we know about Odigo, and we know about We know about Bush's brother being involved in some of the organizing of security. And we know that Silverstein had all kinds of stuff happening, and then they stopped bomb-sniffing dogs some days before, and there was construction activity. If you watch 9/11 Mysteries, we can just go on and on with this. This is not, again, I say this for the third time, not theory. None of it. It is all fact. Watch 9/11 Mysteries if you want to know what they did with the imploding of that building. But if you want to know who did it, just take a look around at the facts. And you know, this information goes back for a very long time. Ben Friedman talked about these people wanting to do this, planning to do things like this. And then you take a look at the result. Who benefited? Means, mode, and opportunity. Take a look who's benefiting. It is Israel, and it is going to continue to be Israel if we do anything else in the Middle East against Iran or anywhere else. And when we started telling on these people and how they put this operation together over the last 100 years with the Southern Poverty Law Group and how they created opposition groups against Judaism, so the Jews would, the Ashkenazi Jews, the Zionist Jews. Now, I can't say all Jews, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to be very careful. I have a lot of friends helping me. Shlomo, thanks a lot. David, thanks a lot. Yaakov, thanks a lot. I got lots of Jews helping me, and they're real. Real Jews. These are not Zionist Jews. And you know, Zionists come in several colors here, ladies and gentlemen. We got Christian Zionists that are following sickos like Hagee and Pat Robertson and the rest of these maniac madmen. But that being said, how have they manipulated the country? Well, this Southern Poverty Law System under Morris Deas recently set up opposition groups that would run around the country claiming they hated blacks, they hated Hispanics, they hated Jews, they hated everything. They even got caught building Nazi organizations to march in communities so that they would get front page coverage. And they would say, "See, we're under threat, and you can't be talking about us because it's hate. It's hateful to talk about these, you know, what's happening." And what we've got is over the years, some of the leadership of these Nazi, so-called Nazi organizations were actually Jews from this Ashkenazi group, Zionist Jews, and they were a part of this farce. Now, what was the reason for that? Well, they needed opposition. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they need to say all the time, you can't talk about the Holocaust, you can't talk about the things, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. Now, it's been effective. It's even effective over here in Europe because I don't discuss the details of the Holocaust as a result of their success in stopping any debate. There's no debate available here in Europe on some issues. None. If they are used, if you are engaged in them, you can even be jailed, fined, all kinds of stuff. What I'm talking about here is what they've done and conspired to do to stop us from having our message, from having our justice, from having truth shared amongst people. That whole lie is coming unwound as we speak. It's coming unwound daily. The people involved in keeping it covered up in these false groups that were created, like, American Free Press, Institute for Historical Review, Barnes Review, all of these false groups who have been making fake assertions about the Jews and not ever doing any of the real digging, because when the real digging was done, it would get edited or turned away, or we'll ask Chris Boland later. Christopher knows what more about that end of it than I do. But what I do know is that these white supremacist groups and these ultra-nationalist groups in America are absolutely part of the network. Now, many of the people in those groups don't know it. Many of the people over there think they're just fighting for what's right to be white. That's what they think. And, you know, I'm so sad for them. I mean, they've even stooped to saying that I'm a race baiter and I'm a race mixer and all this. And, well, the fact is I've got 1/16 Wampanoag Indian in me, so I do have some Indian blood. So I guess I'm mixed. My grandma she was a half Wampanoag. And how does this work? You know, they're calling my wife an African. My wife's not African. She's as whiter than me, in fact. My wife has skin that can't even go out in the sun. She's as white as the driven snow. But this is how, and it wouldn't matter anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if my wife was black. If I loved her, I'd marry her anyway. That's just the basic fact of my life. I don't choose people by the color of their skin. I choose them by the content of their character, by what qualities they possess and what goodness they have in their heart and what kindnesses they can express. And I'm not part of that sick crap that these people fling around. But they don't even get it right in that regard. They don't even get the lie right, which is amazing because this is Piper's latest thing. This is coming out that my wife's a woman of color. God bless you, Pascal, if you are white. I mean, black, you know, because you sure are white to me. But, again, why would somebody do that? Well, maybe people are starting to migrate away from them because they're realizing that they are being corralled into this nonsensical fight against a fake enemy. You know, the enemy that we have is not the Islamists. Islam is not fighting us. These are false organizations built to create hatred so that the fight can be won without any of these Zionists getting their hands dirty. They create war and hatred between groups so that those groups end up fighting with each other. That's how it works. This guy feels here. I mean, he's been running around he says that he's been doing this for decades. What we know about this guy, he's got an arrest for a morals charge for messing with underage children. Not very different than Scott Ritter. In fact, the same thing. Scott Ritter got caught with a 13-year-old. Another liar. Another false flagger. Another guy that still claimed 19 Arabs brought the World Trade Center down up until recently. I don't know if he's still doing it, but not a few months ago, in a public forum, he said 19 hijackers. So you take a look at these facts, you take a look at these people, you see what they're doing. They've got an article on one of their crazy magazines that says, Islamo-fascists. They don't talk about the real criminals, and they're so desperate now they've got to make up stuff about people's wives. And it's interesting because I've got another Ashkenazi Jew who's a professor at a university, a Catholic university, who's calling my wife names. None of these people even know my wife, but they're calling her all kinds of names. And it's interesting because I've never talked about anybody's wives. I've never talked about anybody in those ways, ever. Interesting that this is how desperate, how against the wall their backs all are. It's really a wonderful thing for me to see. Really very wonderful. Because desperation like this, it can mean only one thing. They're on the verge of failure, utter failure. They're being challenged in every corner. You know, and my brother used to call in Piper's show. I haven't heard him call in a while. He knows my wife's not black. You know? And he knows that this stuff is just being made up wholesale. And maybe now for the first time he's even discovering that his alliances and his support for these people was really badly misplaced. I've known this for a long time. But he doesn't get a lot of things right. He doesn't get a lot of things right. But anyway, this isn't about him. I love him dearly. I hope he's well. And the fact of the matter is, you know, when you try to tell somebody about something when they're unwilling to hear you, and I'll tell this to the white supremacist nitwits out there, I'm trying to explain to you that the battle is not about race. It never has been. It's about control. It's about power. It's about Zionism, whether it be springing from these Christian nut jobs or from these rich banking families, the Warburgs and Honigs and Oppenheimers and Levies and Rothschilds and others. Or it's about poverty. It's about you know, hiving off people and their support, penning them up, and saddling them with an agenda so that they can go out and battle with another group that has another agenda. And these people can just play, puppet master behind the scenes to destroy both groups. It's what they did. It's what they've done to the economy of America. It's what they've done to our families with the women's movement. and how they destroyed the quality of the relationship between family members and between husbands and wives, and how they took a gay issue where we had a natural occurrence of gayness in our human population of 10%, and turned this into something very, very different, ladies and gentlemen. Gay stuff now has turned into something far, far, far more bizarre than what I ever knew it as. And I never held a prejudice bone in my body against anybody. But that's not what they've done here. It's another hiving off, another group to fight against another group to say you hate me and I hate you and you shouldn't do this and then you beat me up and you this and that. Just like they've done with the violence in schools, with the black community, it's just on and on, and they create fights. That's why these ultra-white right-wing nationalist groups need to be outed, and people like Michael Piper need to be turned in the mainstream and told on. These people are losers. Willis Cardo is a liar, and the guy has done nothing but foment hatred between groups since his beginning. That's what he does. That's what he is. That's who he is. And anybody who's hung out with the guy for any length of time knows that he's just not on the level, and neither is Piper. And I've known this, ladies and gentlemen, for some time now. And you'll notice that when I discovered this, I started moving away from the guy because things were not good there. I mean, I was watching this guy act in ways that were not helping. In fact, they were making things more difficult for us to get the information out. And I couldn't understand it at first. I mean, it didn't register with me. And then finally I thought to myself, well, something's wrong with the guy. Maybe he's just not getting it. And I just started moving away from him because if I can't work with somebody, even though I think, you know, at the time I wasn't sure if he was a good guy or a bad guy, I just left him alone. Same thing with these Wing TV idiots. I've tried to stay away from these idiots, and because I knew they were bad. I knew it. I knew they were trying to start food fights between everybody. They would steal our research, and then they turn around and call us liars after they used the stuff that we found. They would call me on their show a great patriot researcher and then turn around and call me the biggest jerk they ever heard of. Stuff that was going on with these people was astonishing, and on and on and on. And then when I started looking up their names, I mean, Bakovka, this is Czech, it's Jewish. He's got a son that apparently is from Jewish roots. He's marrying a Bateman, I think her name is, or Rothman. She's a Jewish gal that his son is marrying. Oh, you know, you couldn't do the math and come up with these equations, ladies and gentlemen. It just happens this way. But it's all unraveling for them. Now, what does that leave us? The movement is fractured. Yep. There are a lot of people out there going, who do I believe? Well, take a look at what we've discovered. Take a look at the things we've put out there. And then ask yourself this question I asked the other night. It's the same question I've always asked. Who else would I be working for if it weren't you? What is my argument or my battle? Who does it benefit except you? I don't get paid. I'm not rich from it. I'm putting myself at extraordinary risk. And I just do this suffering some of the most awful barbs and lies and incredulity and sickness and all kinds of things that go on with what these people are using against us. For what? Because we got onto the truth, we kept digging to where it went, and we put it out there, and this criminal group panicked. It's as simple as that. Take a look at them. Take a look at what they do. Now, they wrote in some stupid article that we said they were all Jews. Never said that. But I did say their organizations are working for Zionists. And that doesn't mean the rank and file members of these organizations know it. But I'm telling you, do the analysis. Take a look at who benefits. Take a look at the history of how organizations by Cardo mysteriously were turned over to Zionist control. Things that make you go, Well, we saw more than coincidence here. We saw that they were not working toward exposing the facts as we were. They just were not. And we saw that Stat Miller was bringing on people onto his organization that were not saying it was Zionist, but rather it's a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld nightmare that we face, so that it could be easily manipulated into having the Democrats come in as a musical chairs shift of power. Yeah. Well, so take a look at all this. I mean, it's rational. It's easy to understand if you just calm your mind for a moment. Think about all these machinations and these foolishnesses and what all of these white supremacists really want out of this movement. And why would they be calling Islamo-fascist when we know darn well it was the Israelis and the MI6 members of the Zionist movement within Britain and in America? Look who controls our Congress, guys. Look at AIPAC. Look at People for the American Way. Look at Southern Poverty Law and what they've done and who they've worked with. We know. Go to Carol Valentine's work. Read the protocols and find out that the things we're talking about is exactly what the protocols called upon them to do. No big shakes here, guys. Not difficult to figure out. And once you got it figured, you start saying to yourself, well, and I can tell you I get a half dozen to a dozen, depending on what week, whether we're real, really popular when we, of people saying you were right. And I'm sorry that I said you weren't. Hey, I've had terrible emails sent to me, and then I've had people apologize later and go, a lot of people. So, well, I finally questioned my own thinking, and I looked at it, and yep, you were right. Well, I know we were right. We are right. Now, we're not right on every single small detail, but I'll tell you, the big picture I just gave you in this little rant today is right on the mark. Not a question about it. Speaking of marks, Mark Farrell, this sack of sickness. He's a sickness bag. He hates everybody who's not him. Now, is it possible that this guy Farrell doesn't know he's provided, his efforts are being provided for by Southern Poverty and by Morris Dees? That is a real possibility, although I think that'd be difficult knowing how long he's been in this. And this guy Fields, how long he's been in it, he certainly is involved. And knowing what's going on. And Piper absolutely knows. Absolutely. It's what he does, guys. He's a lightweight Zionist protector. And how does he do it? Look at the work he's got done. American Free Press's only real work, real research, real effort has only been done by Christopher Boland lately. Years, even. Take a look at this Shemansky guy. You need any more proof than that? Take a look at the books that Piper writes and read them. All of the information he put in those books was never new research. All stuff that was rehashed from other researchers. Always. And now he's throwing sand in everybody's faces because he's got no more ammunition, nothing to fire back here, and he's panicking. And so's Wing TV. They're panicking. And Scott and these deceivers for truth, they're panicking. Well, you know. You know, it had to come down to this because as long as these people were blowing smoke up everyone's rear end, nobody was going to get any further along in this battle. No one was going to be able to really get any achievement done in this fight. As long as they're out there obfuscating and confusing and blowing up smoke screens on all of the information. By an example I just gave, by saying that the main culprits are Islamo-fascists. Please, ladies and gentlemen, get a hold of your logical and rational brain and apply what you know now to that statement and to that article and to these declarations. It just does not add up. Never did. Anyway, you needed to hear this, and it's right now. It's almost 11 in the evening for me, and of course, my good friend Christopher over there in America is going to be available a little later on, and I simply cannot stay up for this. I don't have the greatest health. Although I'm on the mend here. The leg's better, ladies and gentlemen. I told you my leg, I had surgery on it, and boy, that was a painful thing. But I've got some other things that keep me tired, and I try to stay strong. But I need my rest, so I'm going to let that happen while my dear friend and compatriot and fighter for the truth, Eric Hofschmidt, does the interview with Christopher. I hope he addresses the race of my wife, because Chris Boleyn has sat in my home and had Thanksgiving dinner with me that my wife so wonderfully and graciously prepared for his family. And, So, keep up fighting. This is moving forward in the country. Even if we're not doing as many interviews, the truth is at our sight. New people are coming all the time. You people are still fighting to show others. Don't stop that. Keep reintroduce some of the stuff that we've put on that site to people. Do the Rafik thing. Get the 13th tribe up there again, Eric, if you would, please, from Kessler. And put this stuff up and start talking to the same people you talked to some time ago. And I'll bet you half of those people who ran from you last time, half of them will now not run and now start understanding some of the things you've said. They've heard it. They've seen other evidence of it in their own travels. And they're probably going to come to you and say, ah, you were right. Because that's exactly what's been happening from all these supporters of these crooks and criminals that I just told you about. They've been realizing and they've been coming in droves to the truth. And what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is reintroduce to some people you've already talked to and say, are you ready to hear some more truth now? Help Jim Condit out. Tell some of his truth out there. And understand this clearly. That there are many quality Jews out there who are fighting for this. They do not want to be on the short end of a terrible pogrom in America because of what these Zionists have done, these Zionist Christians and these criminal Zionist Jews in the government and in our business world and in our banking structure. And there are some good people out there that have nothing to do with this stuff. And they're my supporters, and they're good. They've been good, solid researchers, and they've worked hard. And I've talked to them, Israel Shamir in Israel, and I've talked to many people from around Europe who are of the Jewish faith, and they are not part of this sickness. They're not. And many of them are not even aware what the Talmud says. None of the people I knew, many of them say, I had no idea that was in there. Well, no. How could you and still do that if you were a good person? How could you? You know. Come on. Good people everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Don't judge them. Judge them by the content of their character. It's what is required of a good and kind and loving human being. That's how we approach living. That's the friends of the French Connection. That is not... Well, you know, the kind of people that are our enemies, that's not how they act. We're honorable people over here, ladies and gentlemen. Till the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well. Bye-bye now.